One. Hit the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's early in the morning.
It's 9:20 a.m.
Earliest we've ever recorded. Oh, that's 9:20 a.m. Indianapolis time, we're which is 3 hours ahead. So it's 6:20 a.m.
Good math.
They're 3 hours and 2 minutes ahead in Indianapolis from Los Angeles.
We're in Indianapolis right now. Just got done with a little road gig with Steve Renazzisi. Took us on the road here. Finishing up the weekend, doing a little Sunday morning broadcasting, episode 41.
41, son.
Welcome aboard. Just got one question for everybody out there.
Anybody seen Richie? I'm going to keep coming back until somebody remembers seeing Richie. Anybody seen Richie?
Fuck you.
Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
I like the guy who says, fuck you. That's a great credit to have to your name. You just said, fuck you.
The first one sounds almost like a parody now, the way he says it. He's like, anybody seen Richie?
Yeah, he went a little thick with the New York accent.
But dude, he's a master of accents. That's why the CIA hired him as an assassin.
Speaking of which, you told me you wanted to speak about this. You saw a new Steven Seagal movie.
Oh, yeah. Go on IMDb real quick and read me off the list of his latest flicks.
Okay, if you'd like to start talking about it.
Well, he is a special ops military man.
Okay.
And he opens with him, and he's supposed to be scouting out some terrorists because they're going to use a drone to drop missiles on where they're hanging out. But you know what Seagal says? Seagal says, hey, they have hostages in there. Why don't I just become a one-man army, go in there myself, and take care of these motherfuckers?
Okay, this sounds like it's based in reality.
So he gets there, of course. So now, dude, he doesn't do any martial arts anymore. They show hands and feet flying that clearly aren't his, and that's it. They never show him in the frame with any sort of actual action.
Are the hands of, like, a black guy?
No, it's like a hands, like... The feet are small like an Asian man. The hands are like of a Mexican dude. And then you just see Seagal, then they cut back to him and he's standing there. And so he's throwing guys downstairs. You never see, you can't do any stunts anymore. Zero.
But the good
news is, I saw zero martial arts out of him.
He doesn't need a body double for topless.
Well, they got Honey Boo Boo's mom to be his body double. Mama June.
Was it the perfect weapon?
Let me see the
Mercenary
list of
Mercenary Absolution. Gut shot straight.
Oh,
Force of Execution.
Jesus Christ.
Maximum Conviction.
It's him and he's standing alone. No. Oh yeah, wait, what is this? He says, oh, he's a contract killer. Nope.
From Vinny.
Some of these have international titles. They change it when they go on Netflix. Where the fuck is this? Yes, A Good Man. Yeah, that's it.
He's not a good man.
2014, it said it was 2015.
It's a lie.
Oh, here, after an illustrious special ops career ends in disaster, By the way, so the disaster is he finds these terrorists and he realizes that there's some kids in there. So he shoots them all. But then since he wasn't supposed to go in there and kill the terrorists, he didn't tell his commanding officer. So now they're dropping a bomb on the place and he tells them to abort. And they said, no way, Steve, we're dropping the bomb. So he has a girl in his hands as this bomb's flying through the door, blows up the building. Of course, his fat ass is fine, but somehow the girl dies.
Yeah,
I think he landed on top of her and suffocated her.
Okay.
And so now...
So now he has to get revenge.
Well, yeah. No, now he's like a contractor, whatever. He's hanging out in some building with some guy. Oh, no. No, you know, he's a maintenance man. An apartment building.
Fuck this fucking movie. It's not even worth talking about.
It's pretty confusing.
Hey,
but
Seagal.
He's Miyagi style. He's a fucking maintenance man. Oh, and of course, the opening scene of being a maintenance man, he meets a smoking hot chick with a kid. And she's locked herself out of the building. So he lets her in. Of course, she's like, ooh, look at this handsome fucking piece of shit.
God. quick shout outs. We met some listeners over the course of this trip. Richard De Leon came out. He said he wanted full name usage.
He said he's not ashamed to be associated with this podcast.
We met him, gave him some defunct stickers and t-shirts.
Dug into the garbage bag of triple XL shirts that I had left.
We met the one and only Dr. Nova.
Yes.
Had some drinks with him after.
We did have some drinks with him, yeah.
And last night...
He made his way back to Valparaiso after a few drinks.
Hey, who are we to, who are we to judge? And then...
He's a good man. You're a good man, Dr. Nova.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. And then hold on, let me see who else we met.
I'm gonna try to do a monthly Steven Seagal movie review. It's a new segment.
I think you got a hit on your hands there. God, it's early right now. I'm really trying to bring some energy, but feeling the fatigue.
The fatigue.
And we met
Stuart. Breakfast.
We met Stuart Dannenberger, and
yeah,
his special lady friend.
They're a new couple, aren't they?
They are a newer couple. I thought they were a long time couple. Jen, Stuart and Jen, thank you for coming out last night. So it was good. It's always good to meet some people, meet and greet.
Yeah, have them come out. We're staying in the Quality Inn.
It's kind of an ironic name, not that quality.
Oh, man. And there was a fucking high school, girls' high school soccer tournament, and every chick was staying in this hotel. And there were no double-bedded rooms left, so...
They gave us... we have one bed and a rollout bed, but it comes with, like, a blue plastic pool tarp over it.
It was a makeshift cover. It looks like they had to blow the dust off that thing.
And so we ended up sleeping in one bed with a pillow barrier down the middle, two grown men.
It was a big bed.
Yeah, it was big. You'd rather have your own bed, I think. Both of us would.
Yeah. Anytime somebody moved, it fucking just rattled the entire structure.
From last episode, you spoke of seeing an ad with an eggplant on a bench.
Oh, a bunch
of people, Jerry McFly and Gerald, both got in touch, and they said it's weird that they both have the same name. And they
They know what a... The icon for a cock is.
Jerry McFly said the eggplant was being used as an emoticon for the dinky. His exact words.
All right.
So now you know.
I guess I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I don't know these emojis.
You've never used that?
What?
The eggplant for the dinky? On a phone?
No. Who am I texting?
I don't know.
Like,
your
text friends?
Relatives?
Text my girlfriend. I don't need to send her an emoji of my dick.
Your relatives, maybe friends or family.
I don't know. I don't. You know, I'm not that big into technology, so
that's true.
I don't understand the emoji stuff.
On our flight here, it was a wild ride.
Yeah.
A, because there was a lot of turbulence, but B, more so because of the passengers we were sharing the flight with.
We were on board about a third of the plane were the roadies that set up American Ninja Warrior, and they are in Indianapolis for a whole month.
And I guess the guy who claims he sets the course up, a lot of these guys, if you don't never seen either, like,
this is a 9 a.m. flight.
And guys who work behind the scenes, like in production, a lot of times in Hollywood are very tatted up. I don't. It's whatever reason.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Imagine the carnival workers that set up the fair, the guys that set up music concerts.
But even a lot of times, guys who do, not all the time, but guys who do like production, a lot of times have tats, like camera work and whatever else.
Yeah,
but
I'm saying though, like pretty much any manual labor guys that I've seen over
the
years.
No, but some of these guys were producers too, because I was talking. You were like five rows behind me. I was like.
But I'm saying they're producers in quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're coming out here. These guys are like in charge of producing the assembly of this fucking course.
Yeah. So.
These guys aren't going to the office.
So you're like five rows behind me. I'm like on the back end of this group.
What was your seat? You were 22.
Or you were like two rows behind me.
Yeah.
Well, semantics, but you were behind me. I was like fairly in the midst of this. Right off the bat, there's this blonde dude who's like, he's the most tatted of all. He's got neck tats all the way on his arms. Said he was 41. He looked like he lived a hard 41 years.
He looked like he was 55.
He immediately gets on and he's like, oh man, I had a rough night last night, man. A lot of cocaine, a lot of Valium, fucking drinking. I went to bed at 3. Fucking, oh man. And like, I crashed my fucking boat. This lady said I pulled out and I hit her. No way I hit her. I hit the guy in front of me, man. And so, like, this guy's immediately going crazy.
Well, the first thing I noticed was everybody on there was yelling the word fuck.
A lot of
out
fucks.
Loud. Some guy was standing in the aisle screaming the word fuck to his friends.
Yeah. And there was, like, they were sitting.
There's children on board.
They were sitting in different areas, and there was a lot of, like, well, hey, I'm going to yell to my buddy, like, way up there, but, like, very crazy language.
Yeah.
And so then it didn't take long. There was a guy next to me who I thought was correcting a paper. He was, like, a college professor, it looked like. And he complained to a stewardess because, like, these guys were just, they started serving booze, and these guys were going crazy. One guy's like, give me a triple. And the lady's like, I can't give you a triple. He's like, come on. So they start getting, like, literally, like, right off the bat, start getting wasted. And so this guy complains. He eventually gets his seat moved. A comic we kind of know, not really, was on our flight. He moved his seat.
Yeah. Fucking. It was, I mean, that guy was holding court in the aisle, yelling to his friend. Yeah, I'm talking, this guy was yelling.
Yeah.
While he talked the whole time. And the entire plane was staring at this middle section of fucking people. And then you came up to me a little way into the flight and you start complaining about these guys to me. And then later I find out that I'm sitting in the row right next to me is a guy who's on board with these guys.
Yeah.
And he made it known to me like later in the flight that I know what your buddy was. He was talking shit about the people that I work with, my friends.
I would normally feel bad about that, but these people were making such a spectacle of themselves that I think they knew that everyone on this plane absolutely hated their guts. The guy next to me, they also worked on the show. Let's give their show a plug. The guy next to me was like a hotshot, fast-talking New Yorker. He worked on Strong with Sylvester Stallone. He was really talking that up
I heard someone talking about Strong.
He was bitching he may not win his Emmy. He wanted that Emmy.
What's he going to win an Emmy for?
I don't know. When when the plane...
Best production coordination?
When we landed, he like immediately bolted. And the lady, he was like the high tipper. Because they cut off a bunch of these fucking guys. They were so drunk that this guy kept tipping. So he just kept ordering for the rest of them. So the stewardess knew his name, Gary.
Yeah.
And so he gets up and the lady like gets on the overhead speaker. And she's like, Gary... And the guy had to go sit down. Fucking what a mess these people were.
It's because we were still taxiing towards the gate. And you can't move if somebody's out of the seat.
And when we landed, people got the unfortunate news about Prince. Rest in peace to Prince.
Yeah.
There's one guy near me was making like very aggressive Prince jokes. And then like one of
the other guys.
Crew? Yeah. And the other guy's like, whoa, man. And he, like the guy wouldn't stop. He was like going crazy.
They were a bunch of fucking assholes who had no courtesy for anybody else.
Yeah,
it was worse than what we've done on planes.
Oh, I'd say 100% worse.
Usually we only infuriate somebody
like
sitting
right
in a
next
row.
To, yeah, like this is the
in
whole
front of us.
The whole plane was affected by these antics.
For the entire ride.
Oh, and the guy who was talking about all the drugs and stuff offered the stewardess drugs at one point, and that's when things went took a turn for the worst. She's like, I can't even joke about that. I can get pulled off this job, like blah, blah, blah.
This lady's career was in jeopardy.
Yeah, it was... So,
fuck you guys. The crew that's assembling the American Ninja Warrior course in Indianapolis.
And if you do American Ninja Warrior, you may want to be careful, because I don't know how well that course is set up, because these guys are fucking drunk animals.
Maybe some of these guys that have fucked up on the first obstacles because it was wasn't assembled properly.
Screwed in wrong?
Dude, from what I know from guys that stayed at the motel with the carnival rides, those guys told me, never ride those carnival rides. He goes, a lot of times we put them together, there's extra parts left. We don't know where they went. We don't know what the fuck happened. They're drunk the entire time that they're assembling them. So when you go to the fair, county fair, state fair, whatever, beware.
Beware at the fair. That's the message here. The Barb and Josh from Australia sent this story in to me. It's maybe your soulmate. If people don't know, you're you enjoy hiking at night, and there's a mountain lion in the hills.
Yeah.
In L.A. You're keeping your eye out for it. You have a knife.
Somebody sent me a text message, said, does hiking at night get you more sex?
I think you should say who the person is, because out of context, it's not really an important text.
Andrew, our friend, Andrew DeWitt, wanted to know if it makes my girlfriend hornier to know that I go hiking at night.
What was your answer?
My answer was no. It does not affect her at all.
So this is a story. It's a woman in Toronto, and she lost her hat at the zoo. It went over the edge, and she happened to be looking at the tigers.
Okay.
And so what did she do? Did she get an attendant?
What kind of hat was this? Does it show the hat?
It doesn't show the
hat. Is it a family heirloom?
There is video. She jumps into a tiger enclosure.
You stupid asshole.
To get her hat. It was separated like by a flimsy fence. Like, you know, like there's like an outer area.
Yeah.
So she's in the outer area, but this tiger is like pacing, trying to get to her between this fence. And she gets her hat, and then she... it's like pacing and lunging, and then she jumps out. She got her hat.
Is she in trouble now?
I don't know.
There's video?
There's video.
How long is the video? Are people screaming at this bitch?
Some guy recording's like, what a bad idea.
Yeah. The fuck? What kind of fucking hat is
maybe,
this?
Maybe.
Did it win an award?
I thought maybe the hat was smuggled in a relative's ass, like the watch from Pulp Fiction.
Could be that. Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything I own that I would do that for.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Like, couldn't you just get someone from the zoo and say, hey, can you get my hat? Or, like, am I fucked? Like, she jumped in after it? Like, what did she need the hat?
Why doesn't she strap the hat with, like, a piece of string onto her wrist so that if it falls, she could just pull it right back up?
I don't know, but it sounds like that's a woman that you'd get along with.
You know, why don't they sell those at the zoo, since it seems every once in a while I will see somebody's hat or belonging in one of the enclosures, so they should just get some sort of, you know, the leash that you put on kids so they don't run away?
Hat leashes?
Hat leashes.
I mean, are hats that hard to keep on your head?
At the zoo, man. I'm just thinking of extra ways to make money.
I go.
So that you can enslave those animals longer.
I get
better.
And then someone else, people seem to be worried about you and this mountain lion. And I think it may be for good reason. Jacob sent me this story. It was on YouTube.
Uncle Jake?
Lucas? One of 800 Jacobs who listen to the show.
Okay.
Jacob in Seattle. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know who it is.
Okay.
So he said, I don't think it's any of those. Could be Jake White. I don't know. Somebody named Jacob. So there's a guy, former Marine, with his family. They're camping out in Wyoming.
Yeah.
He's cutting wood with a chainsaw.
Okay.
When he notices a mountain lion stalking him about 20 feet away.
Oh, I saw this.
It's laying low to the ground. He sees it. He's alarmed. He quickly ran backwards, doubling the distance, he said, between him and the animal.
Which you're not supposed to do.
He revs the chainsaw. And he's trying to scare the mountain lion away, but it's not budging. It's not moving an inch.
I just think it's a bold then all son of a bitch.
All of a sudden, it bull charges him. He said he got in a stance. He said he thinks his combat training, it just took over. Got in like a fighting stance to prepare himself for impact. And the thing jumped up, went towards his face. He takes a hack at it with the chainsaw, hits it.
But the thing ran away. It didn't kill him.
No, it didn't kill him.
Which is shocking.
Said he made contact, and it pushed him back because the thing like jumped. It's big.
What I was worried is that it was going to hit so hard that the chainsaw was going to go into his face.
It charged him again, and he tried to get the saw across its neck. He must not have done it. And he said the thing left, but it definitely wasn't like in a hurry or that scared. He said it kind of just took off.
Dude, you get hit with a chainsaw? Lucky the thing just didn't instantly lop his fucking head off.
And so all you have is a shitty knife.
Yeah, you know this thing was only like 60 pounds or something?
He said it was 100.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, either way, it's not that big. Like, I had a dog that was 100 pounds. It wasn't that big.
Are you reconsidering your weapon being a knife? I mean, this guy had a chainsaw and he was a Marine. And who are you?
I'm a man with a knife. I don't have a chainsaw. Hey, wait. Look up the Griffith Park. That's me stabbing it.
That's what you're up against.
Look up Griffith Park mountain lion and see how much it weighs, because I think it might weigh considerably more than 100 pounds.
Putting it on a scale?
I think it's like P7. Griffith Park mountain lion P7.
Oh, God, I don't feel like looking it up.
It's a big one.
Let's just say it's a big animal.
Well, maybe we should start thinking of looking for a new co-host in case something happens to me.
I mean, this guy had a chainsaw and he didn't even take it down, dude.
I don't know.
You're confident?
This is a city mountain lion, though. He's got different tactics.
I don't know.
You're looking at it. That's a wild beast in there. He doesn't know what a chainsaw is, that mountain lion. He's never seen one.
Who, the city one?
No, this guy. This the guy in the woods with the Marine with that mountain lion.
So the city mountain lion is familiar with chainsaws? Are in Griffith Park?
Yeah.
With chainsaws?
No, but it goes around the neighborhoods. It cruises around. It's familiar. It knows that there's a lot of dangerous shit out there.
All right, well, I'm just giving you the information. I mean,
it's not going to detour me from taking my night hike.
Detour or deter?
Detour me.
Sexual deterrence? Did you hear there's an interview with our buddy George St. Pierre was in the media?
Yeah.
Saying there are three things that really get him going. I got audio from the interview. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
This is George St. Pierre. I believe he was on MMA Weekly promoting his new show where he tries to find dinosaur fossils, because who is more prepared and experienced to find those than a former MMA fighter?
Again, boycott this show, because what does this asshole know about fucking dinosaurs? Because you liked them as kids? You didn't go to school for this?
I tried to watch it, but unfortunately it's blocked if you're not Canadian. I went on the website.
On YouTube?
No, it's or on just,
what?
It's on GSPBoneyard.com.
I thought we're a global
internet.
You know what I mean? It's shocking that you can't get shit from foreign countries.
I was dying to watch it.
Someone's going to convert it on YouTube to the U.S.
If anyone knows where to find it, please let me know, because I'm dying to see this. Here's GSP promoting his new show, The Boneyard.
There are three things that get GSP going. Women, of course, dinosaurs and the violence of the octagon, kitty litter, and computer spray. Is that three yet?
Was that the unedited? Was that then they edited it when they played it?
Yeah, I think when they played it, they only said the women, of course, dinosaurs, and the violence of the octagon. But he did say two other things.
Why would you call it the Boneyard of all things, too? You just open yourself up for mockery.
I think his life is just opening himself up for mockery. It seems to be a common thread with him.
A fucking Boneyard. Why would you call it Searching for Dinosaurs with GSP?
Sounds like a reality show, porno, where it's like some guy's backyard and just a lot of fucking.
Yeah, this sounds ridiculous.
Welcome to the Boneyard.
Boner Yard.
I mean, the violence of the octagon, still turning them on. Ladies, of course. Dinosaurs, which who can't live without dinosaurs?
Maybe we should do a new promo I'll start it off. This summer, you thought you knew what was in the yard. Welcome to the boneyard.
Boners. There's big old boners back there. Do you think he ever gets a boner while digging for boners?
I think he's so childlike that he'd be like,
I have a boner. Excuse me, Mr. Archaeologist. What should I do?
He'd be like, go jerk off and come back.
I think for a rule of thumb, we shouldn't record anymore at 9 a.m.
Why?
I don't know if I'm on top of my game right now.
Just fucking do it, man.
I am doing it, but I'm just saying I don't know if I'm on top of my game.
We don't have any choice. Sometimes we're thrust into these situations. We got to make the best of it.
I know. The other day, I walked by my neighbor's place, and the people who are hoarders, they're young hoarders, though.
Dude, first, I gave them the benefit of the doubt because they just moved in, and there was boxes everywhere. But now it's been, what, 6 months?
At least.
At this fucking, I mean, I see them walking.
Fucking pigsty.
They're climbing over shit.
And they have a dog. They leave duty on top of their air conditioning unit that comes out to the outside.
Big old piles of it.
They eventually throw it away, but it just sits there marinating in the sun. People are filth.
The girl's cute, isn't she?
She is cute. So the other day I walked by, and she was laying on her couch in, like, I don't know, shorts or something.
They're also not ashamed of it because they leave their door open all the time.
And blinds.
And they have people over.
Yeah. So I look in the other day, like, because I walk right by their door when I go to or from the apartment building.
Yeah.
I look in, and the lady's on her couch, door is wide open, and she's in shorts and a brassiere. And, like, I glanced. I swear to God, I didn't gawk. I didn't, like, stop. I didn't look twice. And as soon as I passed, I knew I was going to hear it. I hear that door shut hard. Like, I'm some sort of pervert. A, there's a pool in my building. This lady wears, like, a skimpy bikini by it. So it's like, I'm seeing you in a bikini top. Two, your front door is open. D, how about you worry about fucking me looking in your hoarding, disgusting apartment rather than at your
Maybe
boobies.
That's what she was ashamed of.
I mean,
first of all, your apartment complex, dude, I don't know what's going on there.
It's a party.
But the other night, there was bongo drums going all night long. It was like 11. Whoever you live with are the most inconsiderate people ever. Because we'll be working
there's
like
a few bad eggs, though. It's not everybody. There's one guy in
particular. But it's getting progressively worse. It's spreading throughout. It's like a virus. Because it'll be 11 p.m. on a weekday. We're working. And you'll hear people out there screaming, yelling in the courtyard, having a relationship fight.
There's a lot of yelling, a lot of carrying on. And so this lady really tried to shame me, lady, but how about you clean up your fucking apartment?
How about you put a shirt on and close your fucking door?
You've been spending most of your life living in a hoarder's paradise. Clean up your fucking apartment. I wasn't looking at your fucking boobies. It caught my eye for a quick second. Don't even flatter yourself. I know you got a boyfriend who hoards just like you, and I'm moving on.
That pussy's just as hoarded as your apartment. And
probably
50 tampons in there.
Probably M&M wrappers and
chewing gum,
old popcorn, blow pops.
Yeah, that lady has no right to do that.
I knew once I walked by, I was just waiting to hear that door, and there it was, trying to make me feel like I'm doing something wrong. I'm just walking. Literally just walking out. Something caught my eye. Shut your door. Or put a sweatshirt on. Or clean up all the fucking trash that's in your apartment.
You gotta... Dude, I'm telling you, you're gonna get cockroaches.
I mean...
From them.
They probably already have them.
I know. It's gonna bleed over, though. This isn't just an isolated incident. This isn't gonna just affect them. This is gonna affect the complex. You got the World War II veteran living upstairs and two doors over.
Yeah. He's up there. We got to talk about the elephant in the room. We're literally sharing this hotel room with an elephant.
What's it?
There's an elephant in here.
Yeah.
It's Connie Mack. We haven't talked about, if you haven't been following the Conor McGregor saga in MMA, I believe it's international news. He's one of the UFC's. They've promoted him to be their biggest name. He's not the best fighter. Let's say that.
I think Dana White's doing the right thing by pulling him because he doesn't do his obligations. Look. You're preparing nothing
Let's just say, if you don't know the story, Conor McGregor was supposed to fight friend of the show, Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
UFC 200, supposed to be a historically big event. And Connie Mack skipped the media event for it that was coming up. It was a few, a week, well, last week.
Yeah.
Skipped the media event and announced he was retiring on Instagram in a classy post.
On Twitter.
And then Dana White said he will not be fighting in the event. Conor McGregor has since made a very bitchy, long-winded statement about how he's doing a too much media and he shouldn't have to, and he brings the company $400 million a year, or which isn't true.
In 8 months, he brought the company $400 million. He claims. First of all, his media obligation was last week. It's 3 months before the fight, and it was one day.
And
Andy's fight. Look, nothing against Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz is a great fighter. He's not a champion, and I don't think he ever will be. So don't act like you're training to fight fucking Anderson Silva in his prime, because you're not. You're fighting Nate Diaz. I don't understand what you need. That one day is going to fuck you?
Well, then when Connie Mack lost to Nate Diaz, which a lot, you know, he was saying he was going to fight the champion at higher weight classes.
He said his camp said that by the end of 2016, he would have three belts. He thought he was going to beat Robbie Lawler.
Yeah, which is insane. So he lost, and he handled the loss very humbly. But since has backtracked, he said he would never make excuses.
Claims he's going to bash in Nate Diaz's mushy head.
And now he's making a lot of excuses. He's saying he's spread too thin, he has to do too much media, and everyone feel bad for me.
He's being a cunt, man. He's being the biggest fucking cunt.
And initially, people thought it was because he witnessed the fighter's death, and
his
guy,
buddy that he trains with, killed a man in the octagon.
Yeah, and he witnessed it, and people thought maybe... are you sure? I thought his buddy was the Portuguese guy. It was not?
His buddy was the Irish guy.
But are you saying that just because he's Irish, or you know that for a fact?
I'm almost 100% positive. I don't think it was his buddy that died. I thought it was his buddy who killed the guy.
Oh, I thought it was his buddy who died. But either way, people thought it was because of that, but he's since come out and just bitching and moaning that he has to do media and he doesn't want to.
But he's shitting on all the UFC fighters. He's like, let them do it. Let those monkeys fucking do it.
And it's
fuck you, man. You almost got beat by Chad Mendes, who had a 2-week training camp. Then you did get whipped by Nate Diaz, who had no training camp. Just shut your fucking mouth, do the promotion, and go make your fucking money, because you ain't that fucking good.
And it's part of your job. Like, and my problem with this is the UFC made this guy into a Frankenstein, and now they got to live with it.
Dana's doing the right thing.
He is, because I mean they can't
sit on him.
They can't set the precedent of that they're going to do this, because he's trying to renegotiate his contract
after he already agreed to it,
and he wanted $10 million for this fight. And
as Chael Sonnen said, there's so many fighters that like you basically do a handshake agreement, and then they work out the contracts while you're training to fight. That's how it has to be.
Yeah, and so they basically said, fuck you. And so that fight is now not happening, which really fucks over Nate Diaz. He had
dude, that would have been millions in the bank for him.
He had a beautiful pontooner picked out, and I guess it's not going to happen now.
It would have been, you know, he lost millions. But also, I think, put in anybody else, and I'm more interested in that card than a rematch with Diaz versus Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm not that turned on by that fight, because neither of the guys even fight at that weight class.
Yeah, so McGregor, fuck you. Stop being a cunt. You made a ton of money because the UFC built a fucking organization that allowed you to make money. Your whole fucking thing is that you promote fights. That's how you make money. It's part of the fucking business. If you don't want to be in the business, go fight in some dude's backyard then.
Yeah, if you don't want to do media promotion, or if you want to retire, no, I wouldn't blame the guy. It's a hard sport. It's a contact sport. You don't want to do it, then don't do
it. Yeah.
You made a lot of money, and don't just, you know.
Don't shit on other fighters who work just as hard as you do, trying to fucking win fights. And then when you get your ass whipped, don't be shitting on Diaz.
Plus, you want to know why you were on the UFC video game cover? You want to know why you're the guy who's in Reebok commercials making more than all these other guys? It's because Dana and the UFC pushed you, and they you were doing these media things. So you got to take the good with the bad. Stop being a bitch. Either do, you know, if you want to fight, fight. If you don't, don't.
I don't even consider him a champion. He's never defended his belt.
No, I think they should strip him. Barb sent this in. I've been sitting on this for a while, from our old pals at the Daily Mail, UK. it's a farticle. We haven't had one in a while.
It's been a while.
It's short. This is short but sweet. So it's a story about a Swedish man. And it said he went to see a woman and he made sexual advances to the woman. It said they spoke about having sex. But apparently when the guy went over, I don't know if it was like an internet meeting and it was like, hey, I'm going to come over, let's have sex. And she agreed. But when he went over, she denied his advancements. And so what okay. did he do? He took no as no. No means no. Okay. We all know that. But before he left, he revenge farted.
They wrote an article about this?
There's an article.
How long's the article?
He ripped a fart, and she felt the fart was so bad and so offensive, she called the police.
Oh, man.
So it says
Are you fucking kidding me?
Says the pair, they're not in a relationship, had previously discussed having sex, blah, blah, blah. She made it clear he didn't want to have sex. He took that. So then the disappointed man farted and left the flat, and that was allegedly of such a nature that it disturbed the woman's peace of mind.
That's right. Great.
She said it smelled very bad in my flat, she wrote in a report to police.
Who was it, John Little?
And the guy got his revenge fart. It's a great move on his part.
Dude, that was the craziest fart ever.
I mean,
what did the cops say?
I think they were like, lady, what do you want us to do?
The cops, they whiff, take a big whiff?
I don't know.
So this guy wasn't charged with anything.
I mean, he may have gotten farting under the influence. I don't know. I mean, what do you charge someone with? You guy had to fart. What do you say?
Unlawful fartery.
Fartery?
Is that
when you do a bow and arrow?
I think fartery is illegal use of farts.
It's so, yeah. I mean,
crazy.
The cops can't do anything to you.
How insane is this lady? First of all, you started off with, I want to fuck you. And then you get there and be like, no, I don't want to fuck you. And then it turns into this foul-smelling fart. I better call the cops.
I mean,
this lady's out of her fucking
mind.
Do you
think he stayed there like while he worked it up, or was just like unbelievable timing?
Do you think that he planned out in advance if this lady says no, I'm going to rip a huge fart?
No, I think it was spontaneous and just some of the best timing he's ever had in his life.
That's pure luck to have a rancid fart like that ready to go.
I wonder, so I guess he gave her a piece of his mind, a piece of his ass, and then he left and she called the cops.
Like, you call me over here. Looking
at the Swedish accent?
Oh, wait. I was thinking it was UK male.
No, it was Swedish. I want to hear the Swedish.
I like that move, man.
Would you support that? Because you're anti men farting in front of women, but
no, I'm anti if you're in a relationship or you're, you know, hooking up, you shouldn't do it. But this guy got rejected. He has nothing to lose. Rip the fart.
He, man, did he rip it.
Dude, I swear. Either she was just, this lady sounds nuts, though.
I mean, what gives it away?
I mean, everything gives the fucking away. It's crazy.
I have another story. I've been sitting on this one for a while. I just want to get rid of it. This is kind of a long, involved story, but it's fucking crazy.
Horse fucking?
This is from Aaron.
Angry Aaron?
Nope. Aaron, he gave a 5-star review to the horse fucking episode. Thank you for that, Aaron. And it's from his home state of Minnesota, so I guess he's proud of this. It's from Minnesota CBS local. 34-year-old man, is accused of doing something horrible. John R. Lind faces 2 counts of criminal sexual misconduct. Or conduct for incidents that allegedly happened since late February. Charges have been filed. According to the complaint, an employee at some hardware store in New Brighton, Minnesota, called police on August 26th saying she thought Lind, her coworker, was leaving bodily fluids on her desk. She told police that she found Lind that afternoon standing in front of her desk, his back turned to her and his hands near his crotch. She wasn't sure what Lynn was doing, but told the police that he had a deer in the headlights look when he noticed her standing there.
This writer is? I like the description. You can really picture it in your head.
Lynn then quickly left the room, slammed the door behind him. Seconds later, he came back, told the worker he had a quick question for her, but forgot what it was. He then left the area. The female worker told police she inspected her desk and found fluid on the surface dripping onto the floor. A lot of it had been absorbed into her hair scrunchie, which she put into a plastic bag. When the officers got to the scene, they collected her coffee mug, coffee, and scrunchie. She told police she'd had problems with Lynn for months. He'd allegedly leave his zipper down often in front of her. It happened so much that she threatened to report Linda if it happened again. And on the fateful August 28th, Linda agreed to meet police at the safety center. While talking with officers, he admitted to ejaculating on his coworker's desk and coffee on August 26th, which was his birthday.
Little birthday jizz.
He went on to admit that he'd ejaculated in her coffee twice in the last 6 months.
Oh.
And on her desk four times, wiping up the mess with the scrunchie.
Oh, my God.
He told police he was attracted to the woman, and he did this to get her to notice him.
This is the equivalent of pulling her pigtails on the playground.
I think it's a little worse.
It's the modern day equivalent.
He also said that he knew it was gross and wrong, but he couldn't help himself.
This guy's got a real personality.
The female worker told police that her coffee had tasted strange on numerous occasions, more than twice in the last several months. She said she initially thought the taste was spoiled cream.
Yeah, it was some spoiled cream, all right.
But when police informed her that Lynn admitted to tampering with her coffee, she said, "I knew it." He said he'd never done this to any other woman, and he could face a penalty of more than a year in prison.
I think it should be longer.
And a $4,500 fine. Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot.
For forcing someone to drink your jizz?
It's pretty bad. I mean, it's as bad as it gets.
I think you'll 5 years.
At least.
This guy will be out in like 3-4 months on good behavior.
This guy sounds like a real fucking pervert.
He's a real menace.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
this guy's saying this is how I wanted her to notice me. He has psychological problems.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, this isn't a guy who does a revenge fart. That guy was calculated. He knew where the line was and wasn't. This guy was jizzing on scrunchies like a real maniac.
I say 5 years in federal prison. Not a lot of street cred comes with jerking off into people's coffee.
If this is how this guy handles his birthday, like what's he doing on Christmas? Must be wiping his ass across this woman's office like a dog.
Dude, can you imagine? That's a bold move. You're just jerking it right there on the desk, and she comes in, and then you walk out, and then you walk back in.
It sounds like she did start noticing him, though.
She noticed him, picked him out of a lineup.
She noticed his fly down constantly.
Dude, this guy has some weird courtship methods.
What do you think he does out?
Who taught him this?
What do you think he does out at bars? He's like jerk off on your fucking on your bar stool when you get up to go to the bathroom.
You think his dad's like, you know how I got your mother? He used to leave my fly down all the time. She would notice it. Then she threatened to report me. Then I jerked off on her desk and we got married 6 months later.
This lady didn't seem like she was like very hesitant to report him. It sounds like she kind of was suspicious.
What if this is your fucking kid?
Who, the guy or the woman?
No, the guy. Like, what if this is...
I think you change your name and you move out of the country.
I don't know. Everyone says, like, no matter what, you'll probably always love your kid. But if this were my kid, I'd just be like, I don't know where the fuck you came from.
What do you think the scrunchie was? He just got attached to it? Because he kept like...
How big is this scrunchie to... wipe up a big old pile of jizz.
And why didn't she... It sounds like she just left it there. Like,
dude, if some guys... Did she say that she found fluid on there before?
It said she was, like, suspicious, and I think that was the tipping point when the deer in the headlights.
Well, this last load was a huge load he left because it was dripping off the desk.
Onto the floor, and he came back. It's like, hey, I gotta go. Like, ran out. She's drinking her jizz coffee. I knew it.
What do you think is going on in his head when he's leaving that fly down? For me, the fly down multiple times is almost more fascinating than the jizz.
What?
Because
the jizz is such a risk.
But I picture him. He must have he unzipped it, must have ripped it open a bit, and then he was like probably walking around with his hips way forward so she would notice it.
I'm assuming he
was like
wearing,
an arrow pointed down at
I'm assuming he was wearing panties, right? Like he doesn't have a dinky coming out of the fly.
No, but she noticed it on multiple occasions. Like a lot of times I don't notice if people's flies are open, but this guy had to really like make a spectacle.
He probably
of it.
Had his hands on his hips, you know.
Like, just kind of swinging it out there when he's talking
maybe
to her.
Thrusting. Something tells me this guy, A, isn't the best looking guy in town. And two,
How dare you?
Not the most socially adept person around either. Would you say?
I'm going to say I'm going to say he's a little awkward in social situations.
I'm going to say a little crazy as well.
What job did they have?
They worked at a hardware store.
Okay. Well,
she is an office.
Yeah.
So maybe they're like in.
Maybe he's the manager.
Maybe they're in corporate or something. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting.
Well, Minnesota, that one's for you. Thank you, Aaron, for sending that in from your home state.
I've been waiting
to report on that one for a while.
We got farticles. We got jizz stories.
Revenge farts. You getting through some shout outs?
Yeah, this is from.
I got a couple to get through as well.
Dominic. He says, sitting here listening to this week's podcast related to the Y report, specifically a question for the onlookers to Danish about his stroke. How it's so tight and effortless. Couldn't help but writing. Okay, well, a few typos. I'm no swimming expert.
Oh, okay. I thought that was it.
No, that was the opening. But I have done a lap or two in my time, so I recently started swimming again, and I was astonished how hard it would be kicking and how quick I would burn my legs out. Turns out it was all about balance in the water. Got to keep that chin tucked and head down.
Yep.
If you submerge the chest and upper body more than the legs become weightless. There's a few typos in here.
You want a lot of people I find make the mistake of their legs are almost pointing down. You want your ass not out of the water, but like you want your body to be
parallel to the surface,
to the bottom of the pool.
Yeah, he says, well, if you hold your head too high or forehead up, your feet will sink. You'll be kicking like crazy to keep your legs afloat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your legs will be pointed down instead of your body being straight.
And he said this one tip, and people come up to me like I'm the Danish at the Y.
Look at that, dude. He knows what it feels like to be a Y celebrity. Feels good.
He is a Y celebrity. Somebody sent me an article, and it said...
Is it about a fart?
I don't know if I want to watch it because it's just the picture kind of creeps me out. It's from Tom. He says, buckle up before you watch this. You might die.
What?
Yeah, so I don't know.
What is it? Another breastfeeding
thing? I'm too worried to look at it. And then Albert says, I know how you can get this mountain lion. You should put DeWitt and his... a jockstrap oiled up with butter in a cage to distract the mountain lion.
Jesus.
Then you kill him. Said, not DeWitt, the mountain lion. If that doesn't work, have DeWitt eat the mountain lion's ass while you kill it.
DeWitt's not going to like to hear that.
He said, sent from the bathroom stall at work.
that's an interesting new feature.
Also,
saying where you send the thing from.
Steele said, check out my strange addiction. Oh, my friend, we've been checking out Strange Addiction 4 years.
By the way, you know who owes us money is 60 Days In. So many people are writing to us saying we turned them on to it. The sheriff is favoriting the tweets. His right-hand man is getting involved. It's crazy.
Yeah, where's our cut?
I mean, we're bringing... I mean, granted, the ratings I've seen are good in general, but we're making them even gooder.
Well, Josh from Australia... Reality show Josh.
Yeah, he chimed in earlier.
He sent that picture of the guy from Game of Thrones that looked like you.
It did look like me.
Anyone with a beard, long black hair. Basically.
And a big dingus.
I hope he had a big dingus.
I thought he did.
And also, remember that Instagram thing I showed you of the lady doing the face bread?
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody knows, is this the new sexual thing that's going on?
What does she do? She's
so this lady gets a different type of bread every week or every day. She's this cute Asian girl. She puts the camera down so it's looking at the bread, and then she smashes her face into the bread, rolling it back and forth, crumbling the bread into pieces, and it's called face breading.
And she has a ton of people who follow her, right?
Is this, if anybody knows if this is a sexual move or not, I don't know, but people seem to be like jerking it to this.
She ever goes cinnamon rolls, like scalding hot, and just burn her whole face?
Burn that eye?
I like pizza tits, where you just stick your nipples in the middle of a pizza that's burning hot.
Okay.
And then that's all it is.
Let me give one more shout out. This is from Raphael.
Raffy?
Yeah, he said, what up, Danish and O'Neill and
Yo,
Pete?
What up, Raffy?
He said, your podcast has quickly become my favorite podcast, and Boner City is a close runner-up, sort of.
Wow, we're humbled.
If it's at all possible, you guys should try to do two podcasts a week. Okay. Maybe. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Maybe we won't for now, but we'll see.
He said, "How do I request that they put you dong bags on earlier at the store? I would gladly pay the door fee if the lineup was cut in half and you guys could go on before midnight."
I don't think either of those are going to happen. Plus, thank you, though, for asking.
Plus, most of the comedians can kick rocks. Okay. Whoa. Wow. Harsh words.
Raffy.
Anyway, you can use my full name because who the fuck cares? And also, please tell my acquaintance, Juan, fuck you. Eat a bag of dicks, you fuck.
Hey, Juan.
From Rafa.
Hey, Juan, eat those fucking dinkies, you dinky eater.
And then he says, P.S., what is DeWitt's email so I can get one of them banging-ass Boner City shirts?
It's Andrew Q. DeWitt at earthlink.net.
So this is Raphael. I'm going to give him his full name. It's Raphael A. Tamayo.
Oh, Tamayo. Maybe you say Tamayo, I say Tamayo.
Yes.
I got a quick story, and then we can probably get out of here.
Also,
we got to keep it tight. We got to check out of this shithole.
Also, one last thing, Tristan, because he sent some big old beefers. He said, hey, dude, longtime fan, retired Boner City garbage man. Just wanted to send you some real Canadian beef cannons. But beware, this bitch is a crazy nut. Okay, well, she's so crazy, she even gave consent for me to send them to you. Anyway, if you shout out my tittiness.
What?
I don't know. Sometimes I think people write these when they're drunk. So go ahead and use my first and last name. It's Tristan Bernard.
Tristan. Oh, I know Tristan.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I associate with the show.
He's got a dog.
He says he tweets at us all the time. Those are some healthy beefers.
He's got a dog and a cat that he often sends pictures.
Those are pretty much perfect nips.
I can't really see what you're looking at, but sure.
You can't see those?
No, I can.
Thanks for the beefers.
Let's get to this story. I've been sitting on this one for a while as well. And this is, once again, the youth of America are failing us, ladies and gentlemen. This is from Emory University. It's a really good school in Atlanta.
Yeah.
There were students there who claimed they were frightened and, in quotes, in pain after someone wrote in chalk on the sidewalk around campus, Trump 2016. Officials at the Atlanta school, which is an enrollment of more than 14,000, were forced to act after the youngsters claimed their safe space was violated when the messages of hate.
Trump is a message of hate?
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
When, these articles have all these ads and they sometimes just scroll down unsolicited.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, let me find my place here again. When the messages of hate appeared on sidewalks and buildings, one student said she feared for her life.
Shut up!
Yep.
Dude, what the fuck? How is that possible?
She feared for her life, but she thought a KKK rally was going on.
Oh my God.
While others were scared a mass shooting was going to take place, and they would not walk alone.
Wait, because somebody wrote Trump?
2016.
Because somebody wrote Trump 2016.
Yes.
These fucking pussies.
Get down, kid. It stopped
somebody
me from
wrote
getting
Trump.
Angry.
Somebody
stopped
wrote
me from
Trump.
Getting mad. I thought you were going to continue through.
This is craziness.
It's at first there was an Indiana. People thought there was a KKK man because there was a Franciscan monk with rosary beads. They thought it was a whip. He was getting yogurt, and now these kids are fearful of chalk written on a sidewalk and a building.
Because it says Trump.
It's 2016.
Someone thought there was going to be a fucking Klan rally?
So Jim Wagner is the president of the 19th Century Establishment. I have no idea what that is. Wrote Tuesday that the students viewed the scrawling as intimidation, and they voiced genuine concern and pain as a result.
This guy believes that it was justified?
Yeah, he set up an investigation after members of the student government.
You can't write on a fucking sidewalk?
No. Nope.
It was sidewalk chalk?
Nope.
You can't write Trump? This guy set up an investigation?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do? What the fuck are you going to charge the person with? Yeah, someone wrote Trump. Everybody stay in your dorm rooms.
That's an O'Neill air raid
sound. Are you kidding me? 70 years ago, people were dropping bombs on cities. That's something to be worried about. These fucking assholes. Some guy writes with sidewalk chalk. And what are you gonna do to this kid if you catch him?
Sidewalk chalk terrorism.
You can't write somebody's name?
Nope. So Jim Wagner set up the investigation after members of student government wrote to him and slammed the university's response, prompting a meeting.
Slammed the university's response
yeah.
to Trump? Close this establishment down. You know why? Because you're rotting the fucking brains of our youth. You should stand up and be like, look, you fucking pussies. It's sidewalk chalk. It just says Trump. Fucking dude, this is insane. This school should be legitimately shut down. And all of this faculty should be fucking shit canned. It should be erased. It should be erased.
It's an O'Neill headed to nuclear levels warning, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, could you even wrap your head around this?
It's insanity.
By the way, who knows? This guy could be our president. So what? What are you going to do then?
The fear.
I think he's out of his mind, but whatever. You can write fucking whatever you want. You can write. What if it's Bob Trump? 2016.
What's funny is that it says later in this article, which I'll go through in a minute, that they don't even know if this is like real or someone was just trolling because they knew that like this was the response that they would get.
Oh, really?
They don't know. It was just showed up one night. And so like they don't know if it's...
And this was in Sidewalk Chalk.
Yes. Look, I'll show you a picture. It's right there.
Jesus Christ.
It just says Trump.
It
just says
thing.
A word.
This might be the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. This may... Emory College?
Yeah.
Fuck you. This school's a piece of shit.
Can we put the first ever school on the whipping post?
Yeah.
And whip the buildings.
And who's this fucking... Who's 19th
Jim
Century
Wagner.
Society?
I don't know what that is.
Hey, Jim Wagner, get your head out of your fucking dickhole and realize...
The big dickhole.
You need to start setting these kids up for real life. We have ISIS that's going to be in this fucking country soon enough. These people are worried about sidewalk chalk? You dumb fucks.
It says, this is from the Daily Mail, and they may be
trolling us.
They may be relishing the fact about this story. Some of the sentences, they're really getting into it. They say, now administrators of the university, which has roughly a 50-50 ratio of white to minority students, want to track down those responsible for the controversial markings.
Again, what is the charge?
They have admitted they went against the university's values regarding diversity.
Dude, what I think that the fact that you can't write Trump, I think that's the worst injustice of all. We've lost our freedom of speech.
Some commenters are in the same boat on the student newspaper page on the website. Agree with you. They say they tell the so-called hate, the people who affected by this so-called hateful graffiti to grow up and said they were babies.
Yeah. Bunch of little fucking cunts.
Here's some more of the offensive.
Yeah, it just says Trump 2016.
On stairs, you can see some of that offensive.
So what if you tell people that you vote, say Trump gets nominated and he's on the ballot and you vote for him? Are people going to run away from you?
I guess.
I mean, this guy is legitimately running for president and he has a bit of a following. So you can't even, what if you wrote Obama 2016? People would be, or not 2016, but 2012,
people would
2000
say,
and fucking 8. People would be like, oh my God, unbelievable.
So after the chalk markings started to appear and the pictures began appearing on the tab, I don't know what that is, maybe it's some online thing they can access, student organizations offered counseling to anyone who may have been impacted.
Counseling?
By what
counseling? They Are you fucking serious? What the fuck? If you're if you're traumatized by Trump 2016, could you go fucking... Dude, you as a human being are done. Your fucking existence is over. Because if this offends you, I got news for you. Real life, you're going to die. You will fucking die out there in the real world.
These kids, I'm not saying all, but a lot of these college kids are being set up for huge failure in life because they're not going to be able to control everything like this. And there's going to be a lot of things you see throughout your life that bother you that you don't agree with. And you can't handle it by being counseled or by calling things to complain, because a lot of times they're going to say, fuck you, it's chalk, get over it, who the fuck cares?
One rain and it's all gone.
Yeah, and so these kids, I mean, or you could just scrub it off yourself if it's that bothersome to you. But some of the kids, they say, were left fearing for their safety.
You fucking, dude, the most disturbing thing ever is how we are losing our freedoms. You can't write that without someone trying to track you down. Kids, wake up. You know what? You're a little scared. I'm so scared of this fucking shit. You're ruining your ability to have freedom of speech. That's what you're doing.
And they
wake
wanna,
the fuck up
they
right
want
now.
Safe spaces.
Dude, it's turning into 1984. I was reading it on the airplane over
the
here.
The movie? Or the book?
The book.
So some student, she wants her full name used, Paula Camilla Allerson, said, I legitimately feared for my life. She's the one who thought they were having a KKK rally on campus.
Why? Because has there ever been a KKK rally associated with Trump? I mean, there's been some racist people that have supported him, but he's never done a rally that's a Klan rally.
The Black Student Alliance at Emory University took to Facebook to say their comments. We, the Black Student Alliance at Emory University, stand in solidarity with the black and brown students at Emory against the intimidation, lies,
intimidation,
and deeply rooted racism that people of color continue to face on their campus nationwide and globally.
So Trump hates black people?
Apparently. So then they set up a protest.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody else sent a letter to the student body in which he said he... this is the guy, I think, that... It was that guy Wagner, right? The guy from the 19, whatever that is. Sent a letter to the students in which he said, students confronted by Trump's name... It said students confronted, what does that mean? In chalk, heard a message about values regarding diversity and respect... the clash with Emory's own.
Dude, if this was a real school, they would say, look, kids, this is you're allowed to do this, whatever. Or whatever, if they consider defacement of school property. But don't bring this up that the message
it's
on
it. Chalk,
there is
though.
No fucking message.
Chalk's not even, it's not permanent.
I want Trump to be on the ballot just because it'll piss this fucking school off. That's what I want. I don't support him, whatever, but this is ridiculous. Dude, this whole, our society is crumbling before our eyes, and we are just letting it slip through our fingers. We used to be one of the greatest nations ever. We are now slowly descending into the abyss, and these kids are on the, they're steering the ship into the fucking, whatever. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's too early in the morning.
Some student took, he wrote an editorial in their newspaper. And he said, I do not take lightly the fears and pains of those students who felt victimized.
I would.
By the Trump 2016 chalkings around campus, and I try my best to support oppressed groups on campus.
The correlation between the two, it's a very weak link. I don't know, how do you tie the two together? Has Trump ever come out and been like, fuck black people?
He said it is nonetheless necessary to ask those protesters what would happen should the tables be turned. Suppose we had a different administration. Suppose it was ruled that protests such as the one Tuesday made Trump supporters feel threatened on campus. Freedom of speech works both ways, and its hindrance affects both sides. So he wants to make sure everyone's not being offended. Hey, guys, let's not affect Trump. Let's not offend.
Dude, it's shit like this is like, it's literally... I feel it in the comedy clubs now. You know, when you say anything
now,
people, you'll get like, if you say...
Well, people think like you can't say anything, whether it's... But like...
It's bleeding in more than it used to. 10 years ago, like you could say some crazy shit on stage and people would laugh. Now, there is more of an uptight feeling in a lot of these rooms.
So, that's a school that was brought to its knees by Chalk. Which is ironic because chalk is used to be, probably not anymore because with technology, but used to be the symbol of education, more or less.
Yeah.
And it brought Emory University down to its knees, giving a blowjob to its campus, all its students.
Could I just say this? Anyone that was scared for their life with the Trump message, you're a fucking cunt. You're a fucking cunt.
Do you think any of the people who were scared would be capable of killing a mountain lion?
No.
The bare hands.
Are you kidding me? They would want me like murdered if I actually kill this mountain lion. Jesus
These
Christ.
Kids, man, it's crazy how...
That blew my mind. This is going to affect me for my whole day.
Really?
I can't wrap my head around it.
How
I cannot wrap
you?
My head around it.
You can't just
leave
it?
It makes me sad. Like, it makes me sad that this is the youth of today. You're scared of Trump 26. You think that Trump is like... Hitler?
I believe the children are the future. Let them fear the chalk.
So who do they want? Hillary Clinton?
I don't know.
Everybody sucks. This whole fucking presidential campaign sucks.
I mean, can you imagine what else they protest on this campus if this is one of the
everything.
Things?
I got news for you, kids. Make your life easier and just fucking get over shit and worry about something real. You know there's people dying in villages, getting their fucking faces cut off with a machete, and these people are worried about sidewalk chalk.
That's the thing. Like, America, like this country's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but there's places, whoa, there are places in the world that are like, people are being fucking stoned to death. I mean, there are places that have like, people have no rights.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a lot to improve upon in America and in a lot of Western
societies. We got it
societies.
Pretty fucking good, though.
Yeah, but you gotta sit back and think, like, hey, like, overall, we have a lot of freedom. You know, you can do a lot. It's just,
dude,
it's crazy to think.
You know, if you're in certain parts of Africa and you're like a black albino, they hunt you down because they believe you have magical powers. And they murder you, and then they consume parts of your body.
Wait, are they? That's not, no, that's, it's, they don't
no,
have magical
no,
powers.
I'm glad that I changed, I enlightened you on that. They don't. They don't have magical powers.
I
got to
call a couple hunts off.
Dude, and this is crazy. I don't know. Well, the children, I'm sorry, I want to change the song. The children are not our future.
Jesus Christ. It's crazy how fast it's changed.
And these schools
changed
get it.
Too. Like,
yeah, and like, guess what? I got news for you. There, if you want to protest something, protest the treatment of rape victims on campuses.
It's really, I don't know. It's like, what do you, kids are like, there's so much, all this fear. It's like the kids fearing a Franciscan monk getting froyo, and now these kids are scared of chalk. It's like,
it's how they're raised. It's their parents being afraid that their kids are going to be disappointed in life, afraid that their kids are going to be unhappy, so they don't discipline them, and all this shit. I mean, look, man, the life is hard. You can't be a fucking pussy.
Like, you know, I mean, going forward, it sounds like this generation of people, like there's going to be so many like sexual harassment, you know, like stuff that's like not even real, but like, you know, like he looked at me or he.
I think pretty soon
you're going to be getting farts. He farted in the break room. Like I felt scared. It wasn't a safe place for me.
Dude, right now we are so lucky that we don't work in an office.
Oh,
or anything.
We'd be fucked.
I'd probably be in jail.
Oh,
for
we
some
both
sort
would
of
be,
offense.
Probably.
It's crazy.
I mean, you can't even jerk off on a woman's scrunchie anymore.
Or in her coffee.
I know.
What kind of world are we living
like,
in?
Like, what's happening?
You think he stirred the coffee with his dick?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he did.
And you think it burned the tip?
They said they looked at it. It said his dick had third-degree burns all over it. And it was shaped exactly the girth and size of a coffee
also,
straw.
Who gets a cup of coffee and then just walks away from their desk?
This lady, for being suspicious of this guy, really left a lot of things.
She left her office.
She's
open.
Like, wow, this scrunchie's really hardening over the months, but I'm just going to keep leaving it here.
So what'd she do? Every morning she poured a cup of coffee, then went to go take a dump? You know what? I'm starting to side with this guy.
I'm going to say law enforcement in the Minnesota area, you keep an eye on this guy every August 26th.
I just picture
this is when he gets crazy.
I picture the cop from Fargo. Well, let's see the coffee.
I picture Carl Winslow from Die Hard and Family Matters, the father.
No, you got to get the accent, though.
What do you mean the accent?
You got to get the Fargo accent.
Oh, that like North Dakotan or wherever the hell that is?
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, Minnesota.
The worst part, I think, is the adults at these schools cater to this fear-mongering.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, schools are obviously businesses, and they don't want to lose business.
Meanwhile, you have ISIS raping thousands of women and killing everybody in their fucking path. And you guys are scared of a Trump 2016?
It really fucking...
Put
really,
things in perspective, you fucking cunts.
Really got to them, man. What if you lose like an intramural soccer game? Can you protest?
I think at some point in the future, some kid is going to file charges against a girl for not having sex with him because it made him feel bad. And that girl will get in trouble.
Well, we already had a case like that with the revenge fart.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like he'll win a case and the judge will be like, you have to fuck him.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we got to vacate this motel room.
We got to get out of this shithole. Thank you guys for listening. Episode 41. Please leave us a 5-star rating and a text review. Stop freeloading. That's all we ask you to do.
42, we'll try to do at a more reasonable time.
And we're going to have a guest on, I believe.
Yeah, big guess.
I have some other shout outs. Guys, I have them all down, but
I have a few more, but I'll give them next week.
So we'll get to them next week. Hold on a second. Let me
get that whipping post ready. You whipping post, or are you doing the music?
Do you want the whipping post or this?
Let's do the whipping post real quick.
Oh, shit.
For Emory College.
Emory University.
Emory University. You don't even deserve that title.
I need to put the whipping post. I've been making a Danish and O'Neill soundboard. The Richies were on there.
Oh, it's not. You don't have the whipping post
on
there?
No, I need it, though. I'll get it by next week.
That'd be a good addition.
I'll get it by next week.
It should be Emory. It's a cuntledge over there.
Cuntledge?
Instead of a college.
Cuntiversity?
What's happening?
That's a shitty one.
That's not a good whip. Is that your usual whipping? Give him
that
another
sucks.
Whip.
Sucks. That thing sucks. Where is my usual whip?
All right. Well, there we got a couple cracks in there.
Let me see.
That's about
see
all you
one.
Can do.
There's a commercial, I think.
Who puts a commercial in front of a whipping sound?
The fuck? Where's my usual whip? These whips are fucking disappointing. Hold on a second. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Now I'm on track.
Oh, that's a good whip. It's for Emory University. He's really... I'm swinging it over my head right now. All right, that's enough. It's done. It's enough. It's too many cracks.
They've had enough when they say what I would say they've had enough. That's for you, Emory, you fuckers. And all right, let's get back to the theme song. Let's just close it out. I'm going to go to the folk song.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm tired right now.
Close it out.
Thank you, guys, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good work week, and don't jizz in your coworkers' coffees.
Unless you want her to notice you.
That's a good point.
But start with your fly open first.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed. Danish and O'Neill's a beat.
Have a good day.
May want to shut that off.